Finally, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. The political attack ads are gone. The election is over, and the guy who won, President Barack Obama, is going to continue that national tradition of pardoning a turkey at the White House today. The actual pardoning ceremony only goes back to 1989.
This is the 8th I've had the privilege to meet and set free in the Rose Garden.
I'm not going to speak too long because our guest of honor looks a little nervous. Nobody's told him yet that I'm going to give him a pardon.
His name is Courage, raised under Walter's own precious care. There you go.
Still, it's nice to know that after a bruising, sometimes ugly election season, the presidential pardoning is the only thing Thanksgiving and big money politics have in common. Right? Who else at the Thanksgiving table has a hand in big money politics? Well, if you think you're having a feast tomorrow, wait till you hear about the politicians.
Prepared to start talking turkey.
This year, the National Turkey Federation took in $310,000 and spent over $145,000 on candidates for Congress. That doesn't include governors or state officials. It also doesn't include individual companies.
Tyson Chicken Nuggets. They're the one thing kids love, 100% of the time.
Thanks, Mom!
Tyson Foods sells a lot of turkeys, too. They also let politicians gobble up $153,000 in campaign contributions this cycle.
This year, please your family with a plump, juicy Butterball.
And Butterball has a pack. It's called Butterball Pack. And they had a relatively light year, spending just $26,000. Look, a lot of people prefer a baked ham at Thanksgiving.
Prepare the celebration ham.
All we have left are the earthquake ham and the condolence ham.
Marge, they're just hams, okay?
But you should know that the national pork producers shoveled $357,000 into the federal political trough this cycle. Didn't I just say no pork jokes? Wonder if that ham you're carving was produced by agribusiness giant Cargill. Better tack on another almost quarter million. Actually, that's not all, Porky. Say, do you like your potato baked or mashed? Either way, the National Potato Council has some skin in the game. Their PAC raised $88,000 this cycle. Well, that doesn't sound like much. But you're going to want butter on that, of course.
Give me the butter.
Well, the Dairy Farmers of America, Dairymen's PAC, International Dairy Foods Association, and others combined for no less than $500,000 to candidates. Are you stuffed yet? Do you think your elected officials are? Well, Thanksgiving just isn't the same without Mom's cranberry sauce. And running for office just isn't the same if you're one of the 26 congressional candidates who shared in $55,000 in contributions from Ocean Spray Cranberries PAC. Oh, and do pass the dinner rolls. The American Bakers Association passed $160,000 to candidates this year.
And if we don't get no tolls, then we don't eat no rolls.
Man, am I full. And I've had it up to here. Nothing like some NFL football on Thanksgiving Day to get your mind as far away from politics as possible.
Wrong!
Wait, seriously? You mean to tell me that the National Football League's Gridiron PAC kicked in over $500,000 to political campaigns this year? And that's just a fraction of what they raised. Turn on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade instead. Now there's a clean tradition. Another $44,000 raised by Macy's PAC? Kids, get in the car. We're driving home right after I fill up. And I better not see you on that iPhone looking up ExxonMobil, Chevron Texaco, BP, United Auto Workers, or Ford Motor Company either. In fact, you know what? We're not driving at all. We're going to fly home from Grandma's house.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Just not on American, United, Delta, Continental, since they combined for over $1 million in direct contributions to candidates. Well, at least tomorrow we can forget about all this political influence.
And I encourage you all to go shopping more.
Shopping deals are going to be great. And no, I don't want to hear about the political deals that Target and Walmart and Best Buy got for their $3.5 million in campaign contributions. I know, look, the political season's over. Not everything has to be about politics. Go on, just forget about this essay and enjoy your meal and your family and the football. Just do me one favor. Before you take that Alka-Seltzer or Pepto-Bismol, don't look up the political contributions of the pharmaceutical companies. You won't feel any better. Happy Thanksgiving. We want to give a special thanks to the Center for Responsive Politics and their website, opensecrets.org. They provided all of the data for this essay.